Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you, big book study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022. We are reading from the big book, and we are on page 19, the third paragraph down. Our readers today are Dion R. reading the 12 steps, Marie M.B. reading the 12 traditions, and reading the text are Barbara W. and Wei W. Our newcomer greeter is Tamara C., and making announcements is Robin P. Let's see, the reference numbers for yesterday, August 2nd, the 10 a.m. Eastern meeting is 19,245 or 19245. And the share ID for this morning's meeting, 7 a.m. Eastern time, August 3rd, is 19,248 or 19248. Welcome, everybody. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Dion R. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning,
Dion. Good morning.
Dion.
Thank you, Linda. Good morning, all. This is Dion, our recovered compulsive overeater from Ohio. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Dion R. And I will now ask Marie M.B. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Good morning. This is Marie M.B. from Dallas, Texas. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. I have a question. Should I say OA instead? I've never read the 12 traditions before in the meeting. Sorry to interrupt.
You can say the original.
Okay, thank you. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. 6, an AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service.
Thanks very much, Marie M.B. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 19, the third paragraph down, and I will ask Barbara W. to get us started. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Barbara W. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Seattle, Washington. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. Well, I find this an incredible introduction. And one of the words that jumped out to me was the word suggest. They're not saying this is the only way or do it if you feel like it. It's a suggestion, you know. Maybe it'll work for you and maybe it won't. But we believe, based on our experience, that this has been a useful program. I noticed in the previous page, on page 18, it says, we hope this volume will inform and comfort. And it allows you to, oh, maybe I might learn something. At least that's what it says to me, learn something. And comfort, now, I like that idea. Comfort means it's going to me, means just might be a source of release. And somehow I can't figure out the words, but comfort to me means warm and happy feeling. And useful program. Useful means maybe I might get something out of each. Maybe I might get something just by reading it. Even though I find doing it with a fellowship or with someone else far more valuable. And I think that's just about it. I pass.
Thank you, Barbara W., for getting us started. And I'm looking forward to taking names of people who would like to share. And please remember that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day, so that others might share their experiences too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please let me know if you'd like to. Who would like
Elena
to?
C.
Elena C.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Dion R.
Dion R.
Elaine G.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Elaine G.
Lauren G. Lorraine or Lauren?
No, Elaine G.
Oh, Elaine G. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Elaine G.
From New York.
Okay.
Deb E.
Deb E. Anyone else? Okay, we have Elena C, Elaine B, Dion R, Elaine G, and Deb E. Please go ahead, Elena C.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elena C from Greer, South Carolina. And it's a very short paragraph, yes. I see, like, what I hear, a lot of words that are very important to my recovery, everyone's recovery, anonymous, and combined experience and knowledge, program for anyone concerned, and the word suggestion. So not anything in this big book, while it's proven to work for a lot of people, there still remain suggestions. So, and, you know, I appreciated the gentle touch of this program on me. Like, my sponsor never, imposed anything on me, no food, no nothing, just wanted me to continue to listen to a Vision for You meeting podcast, read the big book. And that's how I kind of had my journey, my own journey. And yet, I know that I was influenced by a lot of people, listening to a lot of people here in the Vision that were talking about their common problem and what was their combined experience. And, you know, if you listen to people, if I listen to people, they really are saying the same thing. Higher power, 12 steps, anonymity, helping other people. Truly, these are things that we all, they're helping. They're helping everyone. Everyone concerned with a problem of compulsive overeating. And as long as I follow this and I stay now as I'm recover in the 10, 11, 12 steps, continue to just think of others every day, which I do. I have a friend who lost her mom, you know, my mom, my own mom who's aging, and other people who are suffering out there, and my sponsees and my clients. And so I don't have to put myself at the center of the universe. And I'm so grateful for this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elena C. Elaine B., please share with us.
Thank you so much, Kathy K. Yeah, this is a, I'm so glad they concluded to publish this anonymous volume, you know, setting forth the problem as they see it. And that we get to learn not just from their combined experience, but this makes me think so much of a vision for you, because one day there was a group of people who decided that they would start a meeting. And what they would do is they would study this clear-cut instructions, giving all of us an opportunity to share our combined experience and knowledge, and that to explore this useful program for anyone concerned with an eating problem. You know, the ISM may change, 1A and 12B, whether it's food or drink or whatever it is. There are people who have discovered a way to do this, and that's what I needed. I needed somebody to understand that I had a problem with eating and how to put a corral around my food, how to identify what I could do and what I couldn't do, what wasn't safe for me, wasn't okay, what was alcoholic, what set off the phenomena of craving, what set up an obsession of the mind, and what to do in those curious circumstances, and how to carry that message to other people. And I love that A Vision for You is an incredible format for that, as well as OA meetings all over the planet. And they wouldn't be here if these people did not publish this. Well, maybe they would have a different way, but if they didn't publish this little, what they call a chip of a book. The thing that I found in this chip of a book was not just direction to keep going back, not just to community, like they're talking about here, the community we have here on A Vision for You. Welcome, especially to newcomers, because there are a lot of people here who can help you understand how to identify those foods and behaviors that are really, you know, causing trouble and havoc in your life. And if you've tried the many other things that are available, for everything from bariatric surgery to weigh and pay to starvation diets, whatever it is, the thing that I found in here and in this little chip of a book is a design for living that really works. You know, the 1A and 12B about food or other interchangeable issues is one thing, but the rest of the instructions help me learn what's eating me, help me correct relationship issues that are going on around me, help me handle when a loved one dies, help me to show up for life and show up for others in a way that is useful and helpful, and really to have a life beyond my wildest dreams. And that's available for all of us through this design for living. So glad you're all here, and I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. Dion R., please share with us.
Good morning, all. Hi, this is Dion R., a recovered compulsive overeater, and very grateful that they did as well, too. Got this book started for us years ago, back in 1939, so we could have something to carry and to talk about and cross-reference with. This chip of a book, I'm so grateful. And it's this, and for me, I'm grateful because I couldn't, as someone else said, I couldn't find nothing else that worked. I don't like to waste time and just keep doing the same thing over. It always irritated me. I was like, I'm not getting any results. I used to get lifted off this food substance. Why am I getting it anymore? Well, I got to get something else or do something else. And it was always heading me to a brick wall until my higher power introduced me to the 12-step program. And I was able to tear this book apart with many others. And still do. I love it because I still get something different, just like now. It's like, whoa, we shall bring to test our combined experience, which a lot of them for me was heck. But coming into the program and surrendering to the God of my understanding, a lot of my experiences weren't that bad. They were bad at that time, but I made it through. And it's only because of the knowledge of the forerunners and a little bit of knowledge, I think I know, you know, that I like to pass on. And, of course, like someone said, everyone, this program may not be for everyone, but it is for me, you know, and I'm grateful for it, and I will continue. I like the world and the earth. I would like it to be better when I leave, you know, or the same. You know, I can't just come in here and tear it apart and add my own stuff and water it down. That's why I stick with the book. You know, that's why some of my friends or co-fellows say, oh, I knew you was going to bring the big book up. To me, it's the only thing that works. And kind of like my grandma, she was like, I'm only telling you to trust in God because that's the only thing worked for her, you know. But I know everything is not for everyone. But for me, it works. And it works and it works. And I am grateful for Vision for You. And I'm grateful for so many things. Most importantly, I'm grateful that Fool is not calling my name today. And with that, I pass. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of the solution.
Thanks so much, Dion R. Elaine G., please share with us. Hi, everybody. This is Elaine G. from New York. Well, what I got out of the paragraph was that everything is suggested in this program. If you take the suggestions, you start getting better. If you don't, until you realize that these suggestions will help your life, it will take time. I mean, like with me, when I first came in the program, I just came in because I wanted to lose weight. So my sister lost all this weight, and sponsors told me, you got to do some work here, you know, and I didn't want to do any work, you know. So they dropped me, and I said to myself, what are they dropping me for? But anyway, I realized the suggestions were really musts. They're really musts to work the program and improve your life. Beside losing weight, the big thing is improving your life to do the right things, and then the benefit is losing weight. That's the second thing. But anyway, that's all I got to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Elaine G.
Mm-hmm.
Deb E., please share with us.
Did you call Deb E.?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for meeting. Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And the words that stuck out for me are anonymous, as we see it, combine experience and knowledge, and suggest. To me, all of those just mean all I see in that is humility. You know, there's not one person claiming they're the expert or the know-it-all on this topic. They're not making any wild claims. They're not saying, like, we know everything and you must follow this way. There isn't even an author, right? So I really like the humility. I feel like it's part of the essence of the whole program that it's nobody saying like they know everything. They're just saying, this is what we gathered. And it's our combined experience and knowledge. It's not just one person's experience and knowledge. And that really, for me, that's really like a big part of step 67, which I think is like the crux of the program. It's all about getting a better close look at our character defects and being willing to have them removed and understanding that only a power greater than us can do that for us. And I think that's all I have to say today. Thank you, Hoita.
Thanks very much, Debbie. Okay. I am now going to take some more names for those of us who joined us late. We're commenting on page 19 in the big book, the third paragraph down, which begins, we have concluded to publish. Okay, who else would like to share this morning?
Candy P. from New York.
Okay, I'm sorry, from New York, I didn't get your name.
Candy.
Candy.
Yeah.
And your last initial, Candy?
P. as in Peter.
Okay, great. Thank you. Who else would like to share? Anyone else want to share today?
This is Lisa.
Ross G. Okay, Lisa, what's your first initial of your last name?
F, and I'm from Florida.
Okay, and Roz G. And who else?
Sherry H.M.
Sherry H.M. Maybe a couple more? Okay. Candy P, please share with us. Candy, press star 1 to unmute. Candy?
Hi. Sorry about that. So I'll just make it quick because I'm expecting a call. I think that the big book is proof in itself that this way of life and the program works, because you may know the old expression that a camel is a horse that was built by a committee. And yet here you have a group of people who started out not knowing each other, sharing maybe nothing except an affliction, and they were able to come to a peaceful consensus and to author this book, which is still vibrant, alive, forever. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Candy P. Lisa F., please share with us.
Hello.
Lisa?
Hi, this is Lisa F., recovered compulsive overeater from St. Petersburg in Florida. And, it's amazing that, that this book really lays out all the instructions that we need to follow to gain this recovery. And, I just led an OA retreat this past weekend here in Tampa, and and it was all about the 12 steps, and we pretty much focused on the instructions in the big book. And I think sometimes people can try to complicate this, and there's so many different ways of working the program, so many different ideas about how to do it, but this book really just keeps it very, very simple. And that's what I love about this big book is, it just talks about what the problem is, what we need to do, what the solution is, and it's very specific instructions. And if we follow it, then we can get the recovery that we need, and the promises come true. And so I'm super grateful that that the authors of this book put it together. I do feel that this is a divinely inspired program, and I'm so grateful that I found it and I was willing to surrender and get a sponsor and work it and, pass it along to others, because it's really a wonderful way of life and it works in every situation. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Lisa F. Roz G., please share with us.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And I'm going back to work after a nice summer off. And what really popped out at me this morning was hearing the word useful and how this book has turned me into a useful person. I think I was useful before, but I was always looking to see what I could get out of what I was doing. And it, you know, in the book, it says, look where you can, what you can bring to a situation rather than what you can get out of it. Yes, and I was always looking to see what I could get out of situations. And today, God has given me a desire to that whatever my actions are, like what is the future going to look like as a result of this action that I took? How am I going to be useful? Yes, the book is useful to me, but it also turns me into being useful. How am I going to be useful in this situation? Like, I would like to eat a vegetarian life. How will that be useful to me? Am I going to brag and tell everybody I don't eat meat anymore? Because that's really annoying. Well, it will give me energy to work with other people early in the morning, you know, be an example of what a healthy lifestyle looks like. You know, if I have grandchildren, enough energy to play with them. I'm going to be an instructional coach at work now. How am I going to be useful there? Am I walking around saying, oh, I'm a coach now? No. How am I going to help the newcomer teacher get through their first year of teaching? Because what has sponsorship has showed me how to become useful in helping others through the steps, a guide, not somebody to be, you know, their leader. Oh, I was just like Bill, always imagining myself the leader of vast enterprises. Today, I just want to be another bozo on the bus. I want to have an attitude of humility. And the usefulness of these, of the knowledge and experience that I've gotten over the years from people has, you know, it's ingraining in my brain. But with prayer and meditation and the actions that I take every morning, it's working in my life. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Roz G. And Sherry H.M., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M., grateful, recovered, sugar addict, and compulsive overeater from Washington State. Oh, wow. This is just another piece of richness in our amazing program. I love the first line that it's anonymous because there was no self involved in this program. It was just about, you know, it was about service. It was about not making money, you know, not doing any great big thing to get credit or anything like that. It wasn't like that at all. And talking about, you know, the problem as we see it, like it says in the doctor's opinion that we have an allergy of the body and a twist of the mind. And if I take one bite of my alcoholic foods, then it's gonna create a tsunami of craving. And I don't want that now that I understand it better, much better. And I'm so grateful after being in here for just about almost 8 years of abstinence and food neutrality almost all the time. Anyway, and how it calls it a useful program, and I love who one of our servants named Harlan, he always says it's not a program for those who want it. It's not a program for those who need it. It's a program for those who do it. So anyway, and what this book is talking about is there come the steps afterwards, and that is, with our higher powers help, how we get the food neutrality. And anyway, with that, I pass and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Sherry H.M. Okay, we still have time for a few more shares. Has anyone become inspired?
This is Tom L.
Tom L., thank you.
Alexa.
Wait a second. Alexa, did I hear?
Alexis F.
Alexis.
Alexis F.
Oh, Alexis F. Got it. Thank you. Who else?
Mary Lee W. in Colorado.
Mary Lee W. We have time probably for one more after that. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with these. Tom L., please get us started.
I am now unmuted. This is Tom L. in Southern California. Driving and talking. I'm going to try to pull over here. Knowledge. Knowledge is what jumps out at me. Throughout the millennia, at Big Book Studies often cover this, throughout the millennia that people have been suffering from addiction, occasionally there have been recoveries here and there, unpredictably. But as far as I know, well, maybe the Washingtonians, but as far as I know, AA was the first one that would reliably, not every time, and probably not most of the time, but for those who stuck and really tried, reliably provided sobriety and some form of sanity in our operations. That is knowledge. They condensed that knowledge, and you know, who knows if it would have worked. I mean, it's only 100 people, into a book that has survived what, 80, 90 years now. And is I know for my life that when I do it, even though it seems hokey, religious, I'm not a religious person, amazing things happen in my life. And then when I do something else and forget this, my life comes apart again. That knowledge has been hard won. It is, there's oceans of pain behind every paragraph in this book. This is why we go over it. Also the benefit, and it's probably, you know, just an accident of fate, it doesn't change. So that when I try something else and it doesn't work, I can come back to this, it does work, and I get enthusiastic. Hey, maybe this works. Maybe I should carry this message. But it's only through, decades of trying. I've been in OA 20 years, and I have a year of sobriety. But, oh boy, is it a good way of living compared to where I was. So I don't want to lose the track again, and I thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Tom L. Alexis F., please share with us.
Yes, this is Alexis F. There are many different philosophies, much wisdom, and many different kinds of spirituality in this program.
Alexis? Alexis F., we don't hear you. I guess we lost her. Okay, let's move on then to Mary Lee W. Are you there, Mary Lee?
Yes. I've just been listening. I'm 5 days abstinent, and I can't believe it. I'm in a state of shock. I do feel a little overwhelmed or jittery and befogged, but what I wanted to say was I'm really glad, I won't use the word grateful yet, but I'm really glad that there are people in this group that have knowledge around overeating. I'm in two other fellowships and thought if I just worked harder in there that it would be okay. And I heard about a year ago that your credits don't transfer. And I heard people talking about overeating and restricting and purging and what that looked like for them, because I believe I've been in a state of delusion. So when they talk about experience and knowledge, I've been doing 3 outreach calls and asking questions, asking for help, talking to recovered overeaters and listening to podcasts. And it's through that I have these 5 days. So it's through people's knowledge in Overeaters Anonymous and knowledge with the food and their experience to work in these steps I just want to say thank you to everybody because I never thought I could get 5 days. So that's what I got. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mary Lee. I hope you'll keep coming back. Okay, we have time for 2 more shares. Would anyone else like to share, or is Alexis F. back? Anyone else?
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I was talking to myself. I was saying that there's a lot of philosophies in this program. There's much wisdom and much spirituality. And because we all choose our own conception of God, you know, there's many different forms of God. So some people it's nature, some people it's the air. To me, it's pretty much everything. I can see him when I look all over. And I didn't believe in God for a long time, or most of my life. And I pray now, you know, and I have faith that God is going to answer my prayers. And God has a yes pocket and a no pocket. And that's according to his will. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and somebody told the story about the farmer, and his cow died, and the neighbors came and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. What, you must feel terrible that your cow died." And he said, "Who can say what is good and what is bad, as far as judging people?" And the next day, 100 horses, wild horses, ran out of his corral. And he said, "Who?" And the neighbors came and said, "Oh, we're so sorry, you lost 100 horses. And he said, "Who's to say what is good and what is bad?" And the third time they came, his son had been run over by the by one wild horse and broke both his legs. And they came and said, "You must be so upset about your son." And he said, "Who's to say what is good and what is bad?" And then came a war, and all the young men were killed, and the farmer's son was saved because of his legs. And the neighbors came over and said, "You must be rejoicing because your son is alive." And he said, "Well, who's to say what is good and what is bad?" And to me, that's a story about God's will. Who's to say what is good and what is bad? Or who's to say who is good and what is bad? Thank you.
Thank you, Alexis F. Okay, we have time for probably 1 or maybe 2 short shares. Is there anyone else who'd like to share today?
This is Beth V, as in Victor, from Pennsylvania. I'd like to share.
Great. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. My name is Beth V, as in Victor, from Pennsylvania. I'm grateful to have caught this meeting today and be on the line and read this paragraph. And the way I'm reading it and what I'm relating into is that these people concluded, they arrived at an opinion after deep study and reasoning to publish this book as they see it. And they combined their knowledge and experience. And then they suggested strongly, a strong suggestion, that people who have a drinking or an eating problem like the people described in this book might need this useful program. And I related in first, as I had to see where I compared to these people who wrote the book, and how I was an alcoholic or a foodaholic or a compulsive overeater. Like, that is my first task, is looking in these pages and reading and saying, where do I see myself? And I saw myself in many sentences and descriptions. And I was a person who had tendencies. I was hiding in my house, compulsively overeating, covering up the problem, denying the problem. I continued to eat when I said I did not want to eat anymore, compulsively, but I couldn't stop. That was what brought me here. And a person like me who has an addiction to food needs to find another way of life, a useful life, and I could no longer depend on my substances. And I first had to find a higher power and replace my longing for comfort in a power greater than myself. And then the second part is I had to become useful, which I could not describe myself as useful. I did not understand what that looked like. And I looked that word up today, and it's to be used for a practical purpose in several ways. And that is my new assignment in life, is how am I going to be helpful to others? Instead of being mad about something, I turn my attention, look where I have been, where I may be helpful to someone rather than the opposite, which we know what that looks like. And so I'm just really glad that I am in this meeting and a member of Alcoholics Anonymous and the Vision Program, who I love dearly. And thank you so much. I will pass.
Thank you so much, Beth V. If anyone has a burning desire, we have just a minute left. Would anyone like to share? Okay, I will just take a minute to say I'm very grateful to be a part of this fellowship. I'm Kathy Kay, and all of your shares reminded me of how every word in this book has so much wisdom in it, especially when each of us reflects on those words from our own experience. Thank you all for your shares today. Thank you all for listening. And let's now close the reading from the Big Book on page 164, A Vision for You. And I'm going to ask Wei W. to please read that for us.
This is Wei W. and Recovering and Recovered a Compulsive Overeater just for today. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we only know a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Thank you for the opportunity to do service.
Thank you.